Former Vice President Joe Biden and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren both have plenty of disagreements as they compete in the crowded Democratic field of presidential candidates. One of those disagreements dates back more than a decade and illustrates a major rift within the Democratic Party. WBUR's Anthony Brooks has our story.
Warren's politics define the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, while Biden occupies the center. It's a profound difference, and it was visible when they first clashed 14 years ago.
Now, forget bankruptcy. I'm asking a larger question.
No,
forget
that's
about
what
bankruptcy.
I mean. It's the question of what role bankruptcy plays.
Now, that's not my question. I'd like you to answer my question.
The year was 2005. Biden was the ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee. Warren, a Harvard law professor, an expert on bankruptcy. Biden, along with most Republicans, favored a bill to reform the bankruptcy laws, essentially to make it more difficult to file for bankruptcy. Warren opposed the law because she saw bankruptcy as a crucial protection for working families hit by financial devastation.
Those families have to turn somewhere, and that means now they turn as a last-ditch effort to the bankruptcy court.
And that means they turn to...
As the argument went on, Warren talked about how credit card interest rates hurt working families. Biden pushed back.
Your problem with the credit card companies is usury rates from your position. It's not about the bankruptcy bill.
But, Senator, if you're not going to fix that problem, you can't take away the last shred of protection from
these
families.
I got it. Okay. You're very good, Professor.
So here are three important points about that moment. First, Biden and 17 other Democrats joined Republicans and voted in favor of the bankruptcy bill, which became law. Second, the credit card industry, much of which is based in Biden's home state of Delaware, supported the bill, even wrote some of the key amendments. And third, that moment solidified Warren's political views.
It led her to believe that the system was really broken.
This is Matthew Iglesias, a political and financial policy writer for Vox. He says that Warren-Biden clash offers a window into a fundamental disagreement within the Democratic Party today. On one side, Elizabeth Warren, a leading progressive, says the American political system is rigged against working families. On the other side is Biden.
He's talking about how Donald Trump is an aberration, and he has a sort of restorationist view that we should go back to a time when we had these kind of big bipartisan bills, when he thinks America was working better. And Warren's view is that America was actually working terribly back then.
The single most important thing we have to accomplish is defeat Donald Trump.
Biden's view is that President Trump, first and foremost, is what ails America. And that what the country needs is to return to a time when Democrats like him worked with Republicans. Here he is at a campaign rally in Philadelphia this past weekend.
I've worked across the aisle to reach consensus, to help make government work in the past. I can do that again with your help.
By contrast, Warren advocates for fundamental structural changes. Things like anti-corruption legislation and a tax on the super wealthy to make the economy fairer. She says what ails America predates Trump, and she makes it clear that her views were forged by her study of the middle class and bankruptcy, as she explained at a CNN town hall last month.
I got in that fight, and I fought it for 10 years. And by the end of that fight, I fully understood that every single Republican stood there for the banks, and half of the Democrats did.
So it's not just Trump. Warren says it's Republicans, Democrats, and Biden. In fact, on the day Biden announced his presidential campaign, Warren attacked him for that vote 14 years ago.
At a time when the biggest financial institutions in this country were trying to put the squeeze on millions of hardworking families, Joe Biden was on the side of the credit card companies.
Biden has pledged not to speak ill of fellow Democrats, but his campaign says his support of the bankruptcy bill all those years ago helped make a Republican bill fairer to middle-class families. But expect Warren to return to this argument as she battles Biden in the months ahead. And Biden knows Warren is a tough adversary.
Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States?
Back in 2013, then Vice President Biden swore in the newly elected Elizabeth Warren to the Senate. When the brief ceremony ended, he put his arm around her, and referring to that fight over the bankruptcy bill, he said, "You gave me hell." Warren laughed. Biden was smiling, but he probably didn't know that within just a few years, she would challenge him again, this time for the soul of the Democratic Party. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.